This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I used to say war now. I've said it so many times. It's always on my lips. It's hard to not open the show by saying Wayne Allen Root, war now. But it's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. New name of the show, raw and unfiltered. Only show on radio or TV. 3 hours a day without any notes, without any teleprompter, without any script, without any assistance. It's just me ranting and reacting to all the biggest news stories in America, shooting from the hip, off the cuff, and then liberals call it conspiracy theory. Isn't that funny? All I do is talk about every important issue in the news, and I'm right 90% of the time. And the liberals are the ones who are always wrong, and they're the conspiracy theorists. It's Saul Alinsky at its finest. Let me give you a great example. The biggest news story of the day is lots of big news today, again, as usual. Thank you, President Trump. You've made life great for talk show hosts like me and comedians, late-night comedians. What would we all do without Trump? I have no idea. And without Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and all the crazies, the extreme radical nutcases of the Democratic Party. But I'm the conspiracy theorist. MSNBC and CNN all got together to label Wayne Root as a conspiracy theorist, even though my conspiracies always turn out to be right. For example, by the way, Ilhan Omar, I'll tell the whole show today, I'll talk about Ilhan Omar. I said she was no good. I said she was an anti-Semite. I said she represents Hamas on the floor of the United States House. Worst thing we've ever had in the history of America, along with Rashida Tlaib. And I also said it looks like she was married to her brother. I'm sure Democrats call that a conspiracy theory, but all the information now indicates she was married to her brother, and she committed so many forms of fraud. It's unbelievable. And I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm right. You're going to see her driven out of the House, number one, driven out of the House of Representatives, out of Congress. You're going to see her indicted. You're going to see her face 40 years in prison. And you're also going to see her be deported, quite possibly, out of the United States. Trump and I said, you don't like America, get the hell out. Everybody went crazy, firestorm. She's going to get deported out of the United States. At least she should be. Probably no one has the balls to do it, but she should be. And how many times on this show and in my newspaper stories, newspaper columns, Did I sound the alarm on Andrew McCabe? He's a criminal. He's a criminal. He's a criminal. The guy who's number two at the FBI is a criminal. And the mainstream media said, when Trump fired Comey, they said number one in line to replace him, Andrew McCabe. I put out a column and said, replace him as the head of the FBI? He's a criminal. Trump's not going to replace him. He was working against Trump. Oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist? I notice he never became the number one man at the FBI. I notice he was fired by Trump as well, just like Wayne Root said. I notice that he's about to be indicted after he was hired by CNN, the network that called me the conspiracy theorist. And he's going to be indicted. Comey confidant sounds the alarm. Expect Andrew McCabe to be indicted any day. I'm the first guy to break the story days ago that there is a grand jury impaled right now for Andrew McCabe in Washington, D.C. And any good prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. So Andrew McCabe is going away. He's done. He's finished. Wayne Root called it, as usual. And how about the lamestream media and all their lying, fake, fraud polls? And the worst one of all has got to be Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac is the one that kept saying during the election. I mean, there were a dozen of them that did it, but they were one of the prominent ones. Trump's losing by double digits. Trump's getting killed. Trump's getting buried. Trump's done. Trump's dead. And Quinnipiac was wrong about everything by a mile. Now they have a new poll out that shows every single Democrat running for president is beating Trump. Really. Everyone. Even the ones that are dropping out. They're all beating Trump. It's such a joke. It's hilarious. They're all beating Trump. Right. Meanwhile, pollster John McLaughlin, who's an honest guy, came on to Laura Ingraham last night. I've actually asked Andrew McCabe to get Andrew Paul, my trusty partner, the man who handles all the advertising and produces this show and books the guests on the show. I asked Andrew to get us John McLaughlin as a guest when I get back next week. I'm leaving for a very quick Labor Day, 4-day vacation tomorrow. I'm gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So actually call it 5-day. Back Tuesday to do this show. But I'm missing 3 days plus the weekend. And John McLaughlin would be a great guest. His last poll showed 51-38. That's called a landslide. The majority of Americans want Trump to continue. 51-38. John McLaughlin, the CEO and partner of McLaughlin Associates. And I guarantee you that he polls only likely voters. And I guarantee you that Quinnipiac polls anyone who's registered, most of whom don't show up and vote on Election Day. And so he mentioned on Fox News last night, our last poll showed 51-38, the majority of Americans want Trump to continue to fight for change and be reelected. I told you all those other polls are complete fraud. Okay, now to the big story of the day. I wanted to get a few things out first that show that I'm always right with my theories. They're not conspiracy theories. They're just theories. They're good questions being asked. And good mainstream common sense guesses by me. 90% plus success rate. I won't say 100. I've been wrong a few times. But 90%, and even of the 10% that I'm not right, I'm also not wrong. Nobody really knows whether I'm wrong or right. They don't know. No decision has been reached. Do you know who killed Seth Rich? My guess was someone high up in the Democratic Party, because he gave away all the important emails of the DNC and Hillary, and somebody wanted him dead. And then he winds up dead, and they didn't want his watch, they didn't want his jewelry, they didn't want his cash, they didn't want his wallet, they didn't want anything. It was a hit. Who did it? I don't know. I just guessed. It could very well be someone high up in the Democratic Party. Has anyone proved me wrong? No. Have I been proven right yet? No. Same thing with the Vegas massacre. I've said again and again, it smells bad, it looks bad, it sounds bad. The FBI report was bad. Everything we've been told is BS. But have I proven who actually did the Vegas massacre other than Paddock, Stephen Paddock? No. I always knew it was Stephen Paddock. I've never said anything like the crazy people out there who claim like Sandy Hook never happened or something never happened. It was actors. No, I've never said anything like that. I just said Vegas massacre is not just Stephen Paddock. There's much more to it, and we have never been told the truth by the Vegas police or by the FBI or by our own government. It's a lot of BS. Everybody knows. It reminds me of the JFK killing. It's a big mystery. Everyone in Vegas knows. The whole thing smells and stinks to high heaven. But did I ever say anything about a conspiracy theory about something specific? No, I ask a lot of questions and throw my gut instincts out. That's it. Have I said who did it? No, I don't know who did it. Other than Stephen Paddock, I've never questioned Stephen Paddock doing it. He was certainly one of the people pulling the trigger, maybe the only person pulling the trigger, but with help from somebody who set it up. There were a lot of aspects of it that appear he had help, and so many people have been on the show to question so many aspects of the report we've had. Smart people and experts. So I ask good questions, but you haven't proved me wrong yet with the Vegas massacre. Obviously, I never said it wasn't Stephen Paddock. It was Stephen Paddock. But I think there were others involved. I think it was a much bigger thing than just one old, angry, fat white man who woke up and became Rambo overnight with no military training and no law enforcement training. He just woke up and became Rambo. If you believe that story, I got a bridge to sell you in Las Vegas over the ocean. So there's my conspiracies that they grab one or two of them and say, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. Out of thousands of things I talk about each day, 90% of which involve economics, they grab that. And they still can't prove me wrong. But on MSNBC, hack, liberal hack,
commie hack, Lawrence O'Donnell, had to panic and apologize to President Trump because Trump threatened to sue him for the lies he's telling about Trump and Russia. Lawrence O'Donnell spread another Trump-Russia lie in an episode of the program called The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell. Oh, he's not a conspiracy theorist. This was on Tuesday night, and Trump's lawyers immediately responded. O'Donnell was reporting on the news that Deutsche Bank confirmed it was in possession of Donald Trump's tax returns. And as part of O'Donnell's news report, he claimed Trump's co-signers on his Deutsche Bank loans were Russian oligarchs with close ties to Putin, citing one anonymous source. Sounds just like Harry Reid. You know, Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes. I've got a source. He's never paid taxes. And then it turned out to be a total, complete, made-up lie. Deutsche Bank is in possession of loan documents, he said, that show Donald Trump has obtained loans with co-signers and he would not have been able to obtain those loans without co-signers. The source also says the co-signers of Trump's Deutsche Bank loans are Russian billionaires close to Vladimir Putin. O'Donnell wasn't done. He said, if it's true, it explains every kind word Trump has ever said about Russia and Vladimir Putin. Well, it turns out Lawrence O'Donnell has never seen the relevant documents, and neither has his source. Because Trump came out and demanded a retraction from MSNBC for O'Donnell's Deutsche Bank claims. And MSNBC host O'Donnell admits he made an error in judgment in airing the controversial Trump-Russia report. Tell me who is the conspiracy theorist now? All of you better get ready, because in a week when I get back from my vacation, I'm announcing a $1 billion lawsuit against CNN and MSNBC. And guess what? I'm going to be your daddy. I'm going to own your network when I'm done. Because you're all liars and you made up lies about me and you tried to smear me and demonize me and slander me. Who's your daddy now, baby? Lawrence O'Donnell, you liar. He admitted an error in judgment after airing a single source, unverified report that President Trump had loans co-signed by Russian oligarchs. He said, I made an error in judgment last night. I didn't go through a rigorous verification and standards process. I shouldn't have reported it. I was wrong to discuss on the air. I will address the issue on my show tonight. Do you know how many liberal lies have been told on CNN and MSNBC for the last 2.5 years? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, in hour number three. You know, this show has some great sponsors. I like to talk about them because without them, there is no show. And it's also got a great foundation. The foundation is that the show comes every day from a station here in Las Vegas called KBET, otherwise known as 790 AM. It's my flagship station in the country because this is where I started my radio career. Ed Stoltz was the founder and he's the CEO. He's the owner-operator of KBET, and he gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And we air on stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Fred Weinberg is the CEO of USA Radio, great man, who gave me my shot in syndication around the country. And we're about to make a big announcement. I can't say more, but there'll be many more stations coming on starting in September, in the fall. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Thank you, boys. And this show is also dedicated to my sponsor. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. They've got the naming rights at the Fordham Resources Studio. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. But that's the cool thing about America. That's why I'm the capitalist evangelist. You know, I work all day, but you make money when you invest in a stock and you let other people work all day. And if you buy into them and you like them and you invest in them and they make money and their stock price goes up or it doubles or it triples, you make a ton of money without working. That's what's amazing about capital gains. So check out FordhamResources.com and their ticker symbol FTMR. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. You wonder why Democrats are so vicious to Republicans. A Washington Post columnist who's supposedly the Republican, the conservative writer at the Washington Post, Jennifer Rubin, unloaded on President Trump and former members of the administration in an unhinged rant calling for the Republican Party to be burned down, leaving no survivors. She took her hatred for Trump to a new level as she slammed Trump and Trump officials and Trump supporters like Sean Spicer, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She declared they should be shunned for the rest of their lives after MSNBC host Joy Reid spewed, "This is an extreme administration that is dangerous." It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose, Rubin announced. "We have to collectively burn down the Republican Party," she announced with zero pushback from any of the other liberals on the show. Can you imagine if Trump said that about Democrats? If someone said that about Obama and Obama officials? And then you say, well, why would someone be that extreme and say something like that? And then the next story I pick out is powerful Democrat attorney Mark Benavides found guilty on 6 counts of human trafficking. He was guilty of a criminal conspiracy that involves trading sex, including sadistic sex, that was recorded on video, by the way, in return for providing defense services to females. And this is in San Antonio. San Antonio. He traded legal services for sex with his female clients and then recorded the sexual encounters. Some of the graphic and sexually explicit videos were played for jurors. A video was so graphic, a female juror fainted. I wonder what the hell was in that. What was he doing after a lifetime of having sex in the real world? What could you show someone, that an adult, that would make them faint? What is this sicko doing? And the women testified, in addition to recordings made in a motel, Benavides had sex with them in jury and witness rooms at the courthouse. Wow. This is a Texas Democrat who has run for office in Texas, convicted on human trafficking charges. He's facing between 25 and 99 years in federal prison for his crimes. Benavides will not be eligible for parole from his sentence until 30 years have been served. And this is a guy who ran for judge as a Democrat in Texas. These are the people judging you and me. These are the people saying that the Republican Party needs to be burned down. When I get back, so much more. Ilhan Omar facing 40 years in prison and deportation after 7 new crimes are uncovered. In New Jersey, the state Senate president admits New Jersey's in worse shape than even Illinois. We're going down in flames. Donald Trump announces he's done with Fox News and he's got to find another network. That's me, Mr. President, on Newsmax TV. And Kirsten Gillibrand is out of the presidential race for the Democrats. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Dorian is approaching Florida's coastline. Forecasters believe the storm could strengthen before it hits the coast over the weekend.
They're going to be looking at wind impacts from the strong tropical storm, strong enough to bring down trees and power lines. Heavy rainfall is also a very big concern on the southern and eastern part of Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands.
Dennis Felchin from the National Hurricane Center. Now, President Trump has declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're paying close attention to the recent missiles tested by North Korea.
Obviously, we are concerned about their short-range ballistic missile tests. We want to understand what they're doing, why they're doing, etc. But on the other hand, we're not going to overreact. We want to take a measured response and make sure that we don't close the door to diplomacy.
The defense secretary there striking a different tone than the president, who downplayed the significance of those missile tests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I got something exciting to share with you. It's called My Doctor Suggests. They've done such great things for me. If you have gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, everybody's got something. Is there anybody in the world who has nothing, who's got perfect health? And, you know, every time I meet someone who actually dares to tell me they've got perfect health, I look at them and go, that's funny. They look decrepit. They look like they're going to die tomorrow. Everybody's full of crap. They all kid themselves. Oh, yeah, you got perfect health. You look like you're 110 years old, and your body's about to keel over, and you got perfect health. Every time someone tells you that, they look horrible. Yeah, you don't take any drugs. You look horrible. You should take drugs. Anyway, if you have gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, or candida, at least you're honest. You got something wrong with you. Everybody does. And I look great. I'm in fantastic health. Except there's always something wrong. And I don't know whether I had candida. I don't know if I had leaky gut syndrome, I think. I always had brain fog. And I always got colds. Every normal person gets colds. I haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. Over 3.5 years since I've used My Doctor Suggests products. I've always had hoarse voice. Haven't had a hoarse voice in 3.5 years, although my voice is always kind of craggly, but I just suck on a lozenge from My Doctor Suggests, and I come right back the next segment. My voice is fine. No more brain fog in the morning. No more leaky gut because I eat a meal, and I'm not feeling upset stomach, and I don't get fatigued after eating the meal. All of that because of My Doctor Suggests, and they have made a fortune on this show. They keep telling me that I'm their favorite thing they've ever done in their whole lives. People call them by the thousands off radio and TV. So great that you're doing well. We love when our advertisers are doing well. And we love when the people listen to our show, call our advertisers, and benefit. So give them a call. You can't get their products in stores. You got to call toll-free, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and mention Root, and you save 20% off. Or say, I watch Wayne Root Show, or I listen to Wayne Root Show, and you get 20% off. All very cool stuff. And if you're driving and you can't remember all that, just remember my name, Wayne Root, at Gmail. And just email me tomorrow or tonight or whenever and ask me, how do I reach that product, that health product, that My Doctor Suggests product? And I'll give you an answer right away. Or go to my website, rootforamerica.com. I've got all my advertisers and sponsors there. How you contact them. All right, so Josh Manning is with us, a senior news editor at westernjournal.com, one of the busiest conservative websites in the world, who's been picked on by, Google and Facebook and Twitter. They cut their traffic dramatically, cut their income dramatically, almost ruined them and put them out of business. My great friends at Western Journal, Floyd Brown and Josh Manning, who's on the show now, I love them, but I remember when Josh called me, or actually emailed me, right after, you know, all that stuff went down last week with me in every news media in the world, and he said, wow, I can't believe I know a guy they're calling a conspiracy theorist, and we laughed. And then, literally, I'm opening the newspaper yesterday, the Las Vegas Sun, and there's a repeat of an article in the New York Times that literally rips apart Western Journal and calls them conspiracy theorists and terrible people, and it sounded like the same things they were saying about me, Josh Manning. Isn't that a coincidence?
It's the same playbook, Wayne. The same playbook every time.
Except, look who the real conspiracy theorists are. I'm the guy who always tells you it's Saul Alinsky, right? Look in the mirror, whatever you see, Saul Alinsky said, blame the other guy. And when you look in the mirror and you're a liberal, your whole life is nothing but conspiracy theories that are all proven untrue. And so you blame it on Wayne Root and Josh Manning of Western Journal, when in reality, you're the conspiracy theorist. And what's the big news story of the day today? MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell, who's peddled so many conspiracy theories, and all all of them are wrong. You and I talk about, ask good questions, talk about interesting stories, and we're either always right or we're not quite sure yet whether our guesses were right. No one has proved us wrong, though, but Lawrence O'Donnell and MSNBC and CNN are always wrong. And he tucks his tail and he runs after Trump's lawyers threaten to sue him. Tell everybody exactly what happened, Josh Manning.
That was our take on it, Wayne. Exactly. You know, he's all puffed up and tough and goes on MSNBC last night, I think it was last night, and says, oh, hey, I've got an anonymous source. I can't tell you who the source is. I've got a source, though. He says that there are loan documents showing that Russian oligarchs co-signed for loans for Trump. Trump would have been finished. Trump couldn't have gotten the money he needed if it hadn't been for Russian oligarchs. Trump, who, you know, I don't think needs Russian oligarchs to help him raise funds. Trump says, look, I've had enough of this, has his lawyers dig in and start dealing with O'Donnell. And then what does he do? Tucks tail. That's what you said. He tucks tail and runs. And all of a sudden, I'm scrolling down Twitter, you know, 30 minutes ago, an hour ago, and I just happened to see O'Donnell saying, hey, about that thing I said yesterday, I was wrong. I'm sorry. I mean, is there no journalistic integrity anymore? Is there no integrity? I mean, these guys, what they do is they get out there and they say, well, hey, I've got an anonymous source who says, and then you just fill in the blank. It's liberal Mad Libs. They can say anything they want about anyone, and it can't be proven wrong because it's an anonymous source who they won't disclose because they say, oh, I have journalistic integrity. The whole thing is an enormous joke, Wayne.
Well, it's a scam, and who are the conspiracy theorists? It's the left, and this is why they look in the mirror, see it, and blame us. Lawrence O'Donnell, this was just one small one. The last 2.5 years, every person that called me a conspiracy theorist, and you at Western Journal a conspiracy theorist, by the way, Josh, all of them have been involved in a real conspiracy to try and join with the deep state and push Russian collusion narrative that never happened and ignore FISA court lies and fraud and misrepresentation. All paid for by Hillary Clinton. They covered all that up. Trump's taxes. There was no scandal. Rachel Maddow looked like an idiot. Harry Reid said Mitt Romney never paid taxes. He made it up. And you and I talk about, here's our conspiracy theories. Ilhan Omar was probably married to her brother. Well, guess what? It looks like it was true. And she's facing 40 years in jail and deportation. And you and I know what I've been saying. For years, I've been saying Andrew McCabe at the FBI is a criminal. And the sources say he'll be indicted in the next 48 hours. Folks, we are right with our conspiracy theories. Our guesses are great, and our stories are real, and they're the frauds on the other side. Josh, yes?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, they say we have conspiracy theories when they don't have anything else to come back with. And that's not to say there aren't people out there who have conspiracy theories. There are kooks out there. There are people in tinfoil hats out there, but it's not us. It's not us.
Well, and I'm telling you that mentioning in Ilhan Omar that she might be married to her brother and that she might have all kinds of fraud with passport fraud and tax fraud and immigration fraud, I didn't say it happened. I said it sounds like, it looks like, it might be true. She looks like she's got problems. Good conservative investigative reporters are claiming this, and I turned out to be right. But I didn't make any charges that turned out to be wrong. It wasn't a conspiracy theory. It was asking good questions about a real solid story.
No, it's exactly. It's the same way. They use it almost the same way they use racism. So if they don't have any to come back with, they're either going to say you're a conspiracy theorist or they're going to say you're a racist. I mean, it is as predictable as the sun rising tomorrow morning. That's all they have. And, Wayne, you nailed it. We've talked about this before. It's the Alinsky thing. You know, accuse your opponent, falsely accuse your opponent of doing what you actually do.
Right.
And that's what's happening with them. There is no plot among the wealthy to rape the poor in the United States. There's no plot on Trump's part to sell out the country to the Russians. He's as wary of them as anybody, and he's been a hell of a lot tougher on them than Obama was. I can tell you that for sure, but that never gets reported. All of these things that they report are fake. They're false. When Trump said fake news, he was right. And why do you think they responded so strongly to the idea of fake news because they knew, the media knew, the establishment media knew Trump had their number there. And that's why they hate you. That's why they hate me. That's why they hate the Western Journal. That's why they hate Wayne Allen Root's show, because we challenge their power when it comes to getting narratives out. No longer can they say whatever they want and not be challenged anymore. And, man, they are not used to that world. They are used to being able to say whatever they want, whenever they want, and get whatever result they want. And because of us, that doesn't happen anymore. That's why Donald Trump is sitting in the White House. And, man, they are fit to be tied over it.
And their only way of acting out is to, A, call us the names that they are, and, B, don't allow us on to respond. I'm sure that the same thing happened to you that happened to me. Like, you don't know yet what my next story is going to be. It comes out tomorrow in the Las Vegas Review Journal, and then it gets syndicated around the country by Creators Syndicate. So Josh Manning of Western Journal, here's my story tomorrow. All over the world, thousands and thousands, as a matter of fact, I would guess tens of thousands of media badmouthed me, demonized me, slandered me, lied about me, made up stories about me, misrepresented me, and not one of them, how weird is this? How amazing is it? How unimaginable? Not one of them called me to ask for a response or an interview. So, has anyone called you at Western Journal? Do you think they're calling Floyd? I don't know. They sure didn't call Wayne Root. Did they call Floyd and say, by the way, terrible article, they called you all kinds of names. What's your response, Floyd Brown? I know they didn't do it for me.
Yeah, well, they talked with us. They spent, Wayne, it's really funny, they spent 10 months and sent a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist to talk with us. They did multiple trips to Arizona, where we're based, to talk with
what did they claim the theme of the story was?
Scrappy little media company that's out there doing its own thing, background on it. We knew going in, and based on like the conversations back and forth, we knew it probably wasn't going to be favorable. We didn't know it was going to be
a hit piece. It was a hit piece.
As hit piece as it was. We didn't know it was going to be as intense as it was. And what's remarkable, I mean, Wayne, it's almost worse than like not calling to get a comment from you. Like, we had long conversations with these people.
But they ignore it. They ignore it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I've been through it, believe me.
Story.
But on this story right now, I'm just telling you, my story last week was the number one news story in America and the world, and nobody called for a comment or an interview. But I've done the stuff you were involved in, too. Let's pick this up on the other side of the break. We're running to a quick break. We'll be back with Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by AmpFest 19, October 10th to 12th in Sizzly Sexy Miami, Florida at the Trump Doral Hotel. It is the Trump Fest of the year. It is the most entertaining political event of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any Trump superfan who just wants to have a blast, you got Wayne Root, you got Donald Trump Jr., you got Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you got Dinesh D'Souza, you got Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, you got Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement. We're all speaking at the event, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, prayer breakfast, hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a lot of action. I've never seen one event with so much action. To register for AmpFest 19 and see Wayne Allen Root speak, just go to AmericanPriority.com. AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. See you there. AmericanPriority.com to register. All right, we've got our guest back, Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com, who just was attacked unmercifully by the New York Times and the liberal media, the same way that I was attacked by thousands of liberal media last week. And they call you names, they call you conspiracy theorists, and they say you're making stories up. And it turns out that most of your stories are true, but they just lie and deny. It's unbelievable. Josh, you've been through it now. You know what it's like.
Yeah, but Wayne, I appreciate you saying that, but the scale of what they hit you with is way bigger. Way
yeah, but guess what? Guess what?
Me.
I probably have 2 or 3 million new viewers on my show each night. So
I bet you do.
And the President of the United States every night watching the show. So pretty damn good. Let them keep screaming and talking.
Hey, what did I say? I sent that to you. I texted you that day
you
when
did.
That was coming
you
out
did.
And said that. I said a lot of new viewers for Wayne. That is that's big stuff. I mean, they had you assisting the Antichrist there.
I'm gonna have a news story for you. I'm gonna be calling you in a week. I'm going on vacation tomorrow for a few days, long plan. But when I get back, I'll be calling you next week because we're gonna have a press conference and I'll be announcing a $1 billion lawsuit against CNN and MSNBC. Just so you know, a $1 billion lawsuit. And as I say, Chris Cuomo, you better get ready, buddy, because who's your daddy? It's about to be Wayne Root on your network. Good luck, Chris. Good luck, baby. You told a lie. You know what they did wrong, Josh? I don't think I could sue them for calling me a conspiracy theorist. I think that's kind of in the mind of the beholder, whatever you want to say. But yeah. They called me a birther, and I've never mentioned Obama's birth in my entire life. Yeah. And they keep repeating the lie again and again. And then when they repeat it, MSNBC repeats it. When MSNBC repeats it, every news organization in the world repeats it without ever checking the source. There is no source. It's like the source of Lawrence O'Donnell about Trump's bank statements with a Russian oligarch. It's just alive. Somebody made it up in Las Vegas, a guy named John Ralston, who's the biggest scum of the earth, lies about everything, hates conservatives with such a passion, and he made up a lie and said I was a birther, which Rachel Maddow picked up like 5 years ago, and since then, everybody says it, and if you say it and you keep saying it, you believe it's the truth. Never in my life have I discussed Obama's birth, where he was born, or said he was born out of the United States. So they've got a big problem at CNN and MSNBC. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, let's... go ahead. If you have a comment, comment.
No, not at all. I'm excited to hear about your $1 billion suit. I can't wait to cover it.
All right. Listen, I'm meeting with the legal team in a week, and we'll see what the total is. I call it a $1 billion suit. Maybe it'll be $100 million. Maybe it'll be $1 billion. But believe me when I tell you, it's going to be a big one. So Monmouth polling disavows their own poll that shows Biden is cratering. Tell us about that. How do you disavow your own poll? How's that possible?
Well, I don't know, but they did it. I guess I do know because I know the story. They did it this morning. So, the whole media has been abuzz for a couple of days about this big Monmouth poll that came out where all of a sudden Biden has dropped 13 points. And everybody was reporting, it's a three-way tie between Biden and Sanders and Warren. And that was actually a lie. It wasn't a tie. Warren and Sanders were in the lead in the most recent Monmouth poll. Biden was a point behind them. But, it made news like crazy. And 2 days into it, the director of polling over at Monmouth University, he comes out, he posts a letter on Twitter saying, hey, so this poll that we were super psyched about and everything, this poll that everybody's been talking about, turns out this poll's probably not super reliable. And his explanation for it was just, every now and then you're going to have a poll that isn't very reliable. I kid you not. That's his justification. Now, look, at the end of the day, he's right. Every now and then a poll is going to be off. But Wayne, 13 points off?
I seem to remember there are three polls out right now that all show Biden has dropped dramatically. Maybe the others don't show him no longer in the lead, 1 point behind, but another two of them showed him dropping badly with young voters and dropping overall badly, and so his lead went from, 20 points to like one. So, in every poll he's got problems. This guy, and he's just leaking, and that's perfect for a guy who's old and has dementia. He's leaking.
I think that is what's happening. I think what's happening is you've got cool-headed Democrats who realize, hey, he is their only chance to beat Trump. He's their only chance. And they're trying to staunch the bleeding, staunch the leaking.
There's no way, Elizabeth. I think without him, you're stuck with Elizabeth Warren as your nominee. There's no way that she beats Donald Trump. There's no way. Only Biden has a chance. I agree with you. Josh Manning, great minds think alike.
1/1024th of the Cherokee vote. That's not nothing.
No, the Indians don't like her. They hate her for what
poser.
She did.
She's
yes, they hate her.
Fake,
they're not going to like her. All right. Josh Manning, Western Journal. He got a taste of the medicine I got this week. The two of us are kind of in the corner right now. Liberals hate us, and that's good. That says we're doing something right. Josh, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.